another word I'm thinking. And this is someone who is
strong.
Okay. What other words would you use for strong?
Husky.
Describe someone. Husky. What else?
Mean.
Mean. Would you ever say buff?
No.
Okay. When you've eaten too much, what do you say? I'm.
Got indigestion.
Where's the Pepto Bismol? Would you say, I'm sick? Sick in stomach. What would you say?
I'm running over.
You say, Joanne, I need to see if you say.
Don't feed me that much again.
Would you say sick to my stomach or sick at my stomach? I'm sick to my stomach.
Okay.
And this is when you've yelled all day and you come home and you can't talk. This is what my grandpa got in his hands. They hurt.
Rheumatism.
Yeah, but also in your knees and in
arthritis.
Your... Arthritis. Right. What else you call that? Rheumatism? What other things do you call it? This is a really sharp pain in your lower right side.
My appendix.
Okay, and when it bursts, you have... bad luck. No, the condition of what?
Peritonitis.
Okay. I was thinking of appendicitis.
Okay.
This is something that we get shots for now, or that we take medicine for, to prevent having. But
hay
a long
fever?
Time ago, no, it was very common. People died of it.
Asthma.
No. I don't know if it was an infectious disease or if it was a respiratory disease.
Pneumonia?
I think the abbreviation is DPT. You get the
diphtheria.
DPT. Okay, diphtheria. Okay, you know how I was talking about the mountains?
Yeah.
What kind of mountains were they again? The
Rocky Mountains.
Okay, and there's a certain kind of illness that's associated with the Rocky Mountains. Have you
spotted
heard of
fever.
It? Spotted fever. Would you call it Rocky Mountain fever? Okay. This is when you get hurt and you have an open sore and it's something you have to dress and clean. It's
wound.
An open bouquet. And this is when someone looks pale and green. You say, she looks...
anemic.
Sickly? Do you use that? Or would you just say sick?
She looks sickly.
Pale, okay. And this is when someone loses their hearing. They're...
dead.
All right, now, this this last part... I'm going to have to stretch out. I have more time than I thought. Well, I'm just going to record you talking because you... I like listening to you talk. It's more fun than asking you questions. Okay, this is time and distance. These are questions. The first thing that happens when you know that it's the beginning of a new day is that what happens in the morning?
The
sun comes up. And what would you call that?
Sunrise.
Okay. And then when it goes down in the evening?
Sundown.
Sundown. Would you say sunset?
Would
you call sunset when you see the pretty pinks and reds in the sky? That's a sunset, but sundown is when the sun's going down. Okay. And if I told you, well, the clock, see that clock over there? It says 4:13 or so. If it were down to the three, okay. What time would you say it was?
4:15.
Would you say 4:15 or would you say
quarter after four?
What if it were 4:45. What time would you say it was?
4:45.
Okay. And what day was it? Let's say Friday. What day was it? It was not today, not tomorrow, but
Saturday.
No, today's Saturday. Tomorrow is Sunday. Yesterday. It's so hard not to do that. Okay, so I just said it. Now you have to say it.
I don't think I heard you.
Oh, okay.